Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
Tootsie is a 1982 American romantic comedy film directed by Sidney Pollack and starring Dustin Hoffman.
Tootsie 是一部1982年的美国浪漫喜剧电影，由悉尼·波拉克 Sidney Pollack 导演，达斯汀·霍夫曼 Dustin Hoffman 主演。
Michael Dorsey is a respected actor.But nobody in New York wants to hire him because he is a perfectionist and difficult to work with.
迈克尔·多尔西 Michael Dorsey 是一位受人尊敬的演员，但纽约没有人愿意雇佣他，因为他是一个完美主义者，很难与他合作。
After many months without a job,Michael hears of an opening on the popular daytime soap opera Southwest General from his friend and acting student Sandy Lester, who tries out for the role of hospital administrator Emily Kimberly.
失业了许多月后，迈克尔从他的朋友和演艺生桑迪·莱斯特那里听说了一个受欢迎的日间肥皂剧《西南将军》的开场。后者正在尝试担任医院管理员埃米丽·金伯利 Emily Kimberly 的角色。
In desperation, he impersonates a woman, auditioning as Dorothy Michaels, and gets the part.
无奈之下，他假扮成一个女人，饰演为 Dorothy Michaels, 并得到了分。
Michael takes the job as a way to raise $8,000 to produce a play by his roommate Jeff Slater, which will star himself and Sandy.
迈克尔以这份工作为筹集$8,000来制作室友杰夫·斯莱特 Jeff Slater 的剧本的方法，该剧将为自己和桑迪出演。
Michael plays Emily as a feisty feminist,which surprises the other actors and the crew, who expected her to be, as written, another swooning female.
迈克尔饰演的艾米丽 Emily, 是一位女权主义者，这令其他演员和剧组感到惊讶，他们期望她，如写的那样，是另一位昏昏欲睡的女性。
His character quickly becomes a national sensation.
他的性格很快引起了全国轰动。
When Sandy catches Michael in her bedroom half undressed, because he wants to try on her clothes for ideas for Dorothy's wardrobe, he covers up by claiming he wants to have sex with her.
当桑迪 Sandy 在迈克尔 Michael 穿衣服脱下衣服的卧室里抓住迈克尔 Michael 试穿多罗西Dorothy 衣柜的想法时，他声称自己想和他发生性关系，而掩盖了自己的想法。
Exacerbating matters further, he is attracted to one of his co-stars, Julie Nichols, a single mother in an unhealthy relationship with the show's amoral, sexist director, Ron Carlyle.
令事情更加恶化的是，他被其中一位主演朱莉尼科尔斯 Julie Nichols 所吸引，他与该节目的不道德性别歧视导演罗恩·卡莱尔 Ron Carlyle 处于不健康的关系。
At a party when Michael, as himself, approaches Julie with a pickup line to which she had previously told Dorothy she would be receptive, she throws a drink in his face.
在一个聚会上，当迈克尔以他本人的身份，以他先前告诉多罗西会接受的接送路线接近朱莉时，他向他的脸上扔了一杯酒。
Later, as Dorothy, when he makes tentative advances, Julie having just ended her relationship with Ron per Dorothy's advice makes it known that she is not a lesbian.
后来，作为陶乐斯 ,Dorothy, 在取得初步进展时，朱莉刚刚根据多罗西的建议与罗恩 ,Ron, 终止了恋爱关系，宣布自己不是女同性恋。
Meanwhile, Dorothy has her own admirers to contend with. Older cast member John Van Horn and July's widowed father, Les.
同时，多罗西也有自己的仰慕者，较老的演员约翰·范·霍恩 ,John Van Horn, 和朱莉的姨 OW 父亲莱斯·雷。
Les proposes marriage, insisting that Dorothy think about it before answering.
莱斯提议结婚，并坚持要求多罗西在回答之前先考虑一下。
When Michael returns home, he finds John, who almost forces himself on Dorothy until Jeff walks in on them.
迈克尔回到家后，他找到了约翰，他差点逼向多罗西，直到杰夫走进了他们。
A few minutes later, Sandy arrives, asking why he hasn't answered her calls.
几分钟后，桑迪到达，询问为什么他没有接听他的电话。
Michael admits he's in love with another woman, and Sandy screams and breaks up with him.
迈克尔承认自己爱上了另一个女人，桑迪尖叫着与他分手。
The tipping point comes when, due to Dorothy's popularity, the show's producers want to extend her contract for another year.
转折点是由于多罗西的受欢迎程度，该节目的制片人想将他的合同再延长一年。
Michael extricates himself when a technical problem forces the cast to perform live by improvising a revelation about Emily, that she is actually Edward, Emily's twin brother who took her place to avenge her.
当技术问题迫使演员通过现场直播关于艾米丽的事迹而迫使演员上演时，迈克尔自 Trick 自，他实际上是艾米丽的双胞胎弟弟爱德华，替他报仇。
This allows everybody a way out, but Julie is so outraged at Michael's deception that she punches him in the groin once the cameras have stopped rolling and storms off.
这可以使每个人都有出路，但是朱莉对迈克尔的欺骗感到非常愤怒，以至于一旦照相机停止转动并猛冲下来，他便将他拉到腹股沟。
Some weeks later, Michael is moving forward with producing Jeff's play.
几周后，迈克尔开始制作杰夫的剧本。
He returns Les' engagement ring, and Les says, "The only reason you're still living is because I never kissed you."
他把莱斯的订婚戒指放回去，莱斯说，你还活着的唯一原因是因为我从没亲吻过你。
Despite his anger, Les admits that Michael was good company as Dorothy, and Michael buys him a beer.
尽管他很生气，莱斯还是承认迈克尔是多罗西的好伙伴，迈克尔还是给他买了啤酒。
Michael later waits for Julie outside the studio.
迈克尔后来在录音室外面等朱莉。
She is reluctant to talk to him, but he tells her that he and her father played pool and had a good time.
他不愿意和他说话，但他告诉他他和他的父亲打台球，玩得很开心。
She finally admits she misses Dorothy.
他终于承认自己想念多罗西。
Michael tells her, "I was a better man with you as a woman than I ever was with a woman as a man."
迈克尔告诉他，作为女人，我比男人要好。
Julie forgives him, and they walk down the street together.Engaged in conversation.
朱莉原谅他，他们一起走在街上，进行交谈。